You guys know that I'm no fan of sports ball, but I am happy to report that the Kansas City Chiefs were completely humiliated last night at the Super Bowl by whatever the name of the other team is they're playing against. I refuse to waste any brain cells on such useless information, such lowbrow entertainment, bread and circus. But the reason why I think this is fantastic is because Taylor Swift's boyfriend, the Chief Pfizer spokesman himself, plays for the Chiefs. So hopefully this means it won't make headlines anymore every time they go out to dinner. And he wasn't the only one who was humiliated. This is what happened after Taylor Swift was featured on the Jumbotron. Yes, those are boos. She's looking around and she can't even believe it. And when word got out that President Trump was going to be attending the game, a lot of twits took to Twitter to say things like this: I hope they boo the bleep out of Trump at the Super Bowl. Well, I'm happy to tell you, sir, that the exact opposite happened. This is the national anthem being played. Kick off the game. And wait for it. There it is. Listen. Yes! Yeah, they started cheering as soon as the camera went to the president. And yesterday, this CBS weekend host on Face the Nation almost broke down into tears, reporting these new statistics.
Our CBS poll finds that a majority of Americans, 53%, approve of the job he's doing. That's a better approval number than he ever reached during his first term in the White House. Joining us with more is our Executive Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto. Good to see you, Anthony. What's driving?
This might be a closet conservative. Do you see him grinning there until he realized, oh, wait a minute, the camera's on me now. And because the communist revolution nearly succeeded in America and wokeness spread across the country like a virus, although thankfully we are starting to make some progress, shoving it back into the pit of hell where it belongs. At the NFL games for the last few years now, instead of just kicking them off with the Star-Spangled Banner, they have a black singer perform the black national anthem in order to try to appease the disgruntled black people who still can't get over slavery that they had nothing to do with, that they don't even know anybody who was affected by it, that happened 150 years ago, despite black people being put on pedestals the last 15 years. So they, of course, have to try to separate the country by having two separate national anthems. So I guess you're allowed to be a black nationalist, but if anybody says that they're a white nationalist or they even just want like a white majority in America to stay, then of course they're deemed a neo-Nazi and banned from all social media platforms. We bees, black people, we bees the best. Wakanda forever. I didn't pay any attention to the Super Bowl commercials that came out this year. Often they insert obvious woke themes into them, but this one did come onto my radar, featuring a school bully back in the 80s, who of course is a white guy, who then gets owned by a black woman who is the best at playing flag football. Here comes the school bully, of course, in his leather jacket, and he's white. Oh, and there he's picking on a black guy because he's racist.
This ain't over.
Then this black girl stands up to him and scares him. Then during the girls' flag football tryouts, he challenges her, thinking that he's, of course, going to beat her because men are, well, almost always stronger than women. But this time he was wrong. The black woman dominated even big buff Brad. Oh, look at her go. She's amazing. I know this actually seems like a parody making fun of wokeness, but this actually is a real commercial. And then it ends with this push to make girls' flag football a varsity sport in all 50 states. Obviously, not learning about the lack of interest in many women's supposed professional sports like the WNBA, which is always subsidized by the NBA, otherwise the entire league would go out of business and cease to exist. Then there was the halftime show, which is often entertaining with a variety of musical guests, often some surprise guests. This year starring Kendrick Lamar, a rapper from Compton,
who spewed a bunch of gibberish on stage and danced around like a, well, I shouldn't say it, but you know what I was thinking. The event also featured Samuel L. Jackson as Uncle Sam, the black Uncle Sam. How is he? The diversity hire Uncle Sam. Which prompted this meme, the original Uncle Sam. And here is the Netflix adaptation. If you're not familiar with it, Netflix usually race swaps key characters and even historical figures in their supposed docudramas. Obviously, the show, the Noise Pollution, got mixed reactions because most Americans don't understand Ebonics, with many taking to Twitter to say things like, I don't understand a word Kendrick Lamar is saying, which prompted Olivia Krolchek, who is a big activist in women's rights, to respond, oh good, it's not just me. I thought my hearing aids were tweaking. She has some hearing issues, if you didn't know. Charlie Kirk was very nice when he just said, this music is not my style, which then prompted Harry Sissy, to respond, ha ha ha, these MAGA freaks are such losers. It's so funny. So now I guess you're a freak if you just don't understand Ebonics and aren't entertained by a bunch of morons just jumping around on stage spewing gibberish. We're making such progress pushing wokeness back that this is a real video from the floor of the House of Representatives. When I first saw this, I thought it was just a meme. I thought somebody just took the clip and did a quick funny little voiceover. But then I thought, maybe we are making this much progress. Being your trusted media analyst, I investigated it. This video is true. You may have heard that we now have the first transgender member of Congress, who goes by the name of Sarah McBride. And when there was roll call, the person doing the roll call said this.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Delaware, Mr. McBride, for 5 minutes.
The gentleman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. When I was elected...
I cannot believe that a Republican member of Congress actually had the guts to do that. And there's a couple of them now, like Nancy Mace, who said some other things in another meeting that are a little bit too sensitive for YouTube. I posted that on my locals page. And the meltdowns over DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, doing their job, making the government efficient, auditing various agencies and discovering all the waste and fraud. Those meltdowns are going to continue for the entire Trump administration because so far they've really only focused on USAID and starting to get into the Department of Education and now FEMA. And there are, I think, 400 different agencies and sub-agencies within the government. So this is going to be a long and drawn-out meltdown. And so here is Ilhan Omar on one of the Sunday shows on CBS declaring that this is a constitutional crisis. Saving our tax dollars, cutting wasteful fraud and abuse is a constitutional crisis.
Yeah, I mean, what we are witnessing is a constitutional crisis. We are seeing an executive branch that has decided that they are no longer going to abide by the Constitution in honoring Congress's role in the creation of the agencies, in their role in deciding where money is allocated.
Sorry, Raghead, but us, the voters, are deciding that. And we made our voice loud and clear on Election Day. And in honor of DOGE, I am extending the free shipping code for MarkDice.com, which is DOGE, D-O-G-E. So you can use that at the checkout to get free shipping on any of my shirts. I think it works on the mugs. I'm going to have to verify that today. If it cuts into the profit on some of the smaller items, then it may reject it. So leave a comment below and let me know. I still have to talk to the distributor about that. But it'll definitely work on all the t-shirts, all the long sleeves, and all the hoodies. So head on over to MarkDice.com and get yourself a War is a Racket shirt, a Conspiracy Theorist for Right shirt, a Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. And like I said, use the promo code DOGE at the checkout to get free shipping. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.